Homecare, this is Javi. How can I help you?
Yes, hi, Abby. This is Erica Jones. I was calling because I came across you guys' commercial, and I actually take care of my grandmother, and I was wondering how to get service for her and work for her.
Sure. That's what we do. Does she have Medicaid, your grandmother?
Yeah.
Okay. So you heard us on the radio. Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. Okay. So you want to be the caregiver, that's correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I do have a CNA qualification.
Oh.
I have a CNA certificate.
Okay. That's great. Okay, so just let me check here your grandmother's Medicaid status. What is your grandmother's date of birth?
August 16th, 1954.
1954?
Yes.
Okay, you said 860-1954. What is, how do I spell her first name?
A-L-A-C-E.
Okay, and the last name?
W-I-L-S-O-N.
N or M?
N, as in nighttime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, let me just check what we get here. It doesn't come up here that she has made. You said her first name is A-L-A-C-E?
Yes.
And her date of birth is 8-16-1954?
Yes. A lot of times people have misspelled her name, so it's probably in the system as A-L-I-C-E.
Let me see. Does she live on 406 Oakley Avenue in Kansas City, Missouri?
No, the address she lives is 6013 Chestnut Avenue.
Okay, but did she ever live there? I just want to check if that makes sense. Like,
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't recall.
Okay. Let me see. Maybe I can try to find a different way. Do you by chance have her DCN number, the Medicaid ID number, or her social? Either of the two.
I have her social.
Okay.
555-05-5086. No, 555-25-5086.
Okay, let me see if it's going to go this way because... okay, so it does come up the same thing that it's inactive. Are you sure that her Medicaid is active? Because somehow it says that, like, let me see.
I know she's been trying to get it active for Kansas City, Missouri, since she moved over there in December of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know what's going on with her. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with her insurance over there in Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So she's still trying to get it approved. Okay, so I can still send the referral, and then we'll try to help you get it approved. Okay. Let me just... So I'm going to spell her name the same way that it's spelled in the system, in the Medicaid system, just because for... Like, it's their legal name, I guess.
So, okay.
Okay, yeah, just don't want things to mix up. It's a different, yeah. Okay. And the point of contact is you, or does your grandmother have a cell phone number?
It'll be me. She does have a cell phone number. If you want to put that down as well.
Okay, just hold on. Okay, just hold on.
Okay.
Okay. So, do you have what is her number? Your grandmother's number?
913-265-1576.
Okay. Okay, and what is your name, the caregiver's name?
Erica, spelled Erikka,
The last
last
name?
name Jones.
Jones, okay. Okay, is it the first time you try to get home care for her?
Yes, yeah, since she's been in Kansas, she had health care in Kansas, but she's moved over to Missouri, so we're
Oh.
trying to get her in-home
Okay.
health care for
Sure.
Missouri.
No problem. How long ago did she move? About.
In December of 2025.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's not very long. So it might. Yeah, okay. It makes sense that her Medicaid is inactive. So what is her new address?
6015 Chestnut Avenue, Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay, I got it here. Just see. So 6015 Can Chestnut Avenue, Kansas City, Missouri. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So you said that the Medicaid is inactive. So I will send in the referral. And we will have someone return, like, we will have.
Can you put my number down for contact? Because she
Yeah.
lives in Missouri. I stay in Kansas. So when they call her, she probably won't know who it is. And she has a hard time hearing over the phone.
Okay,
So I
okay.
want to do that. Yeah.
Sure. Okay, just hold on. I did put in your number as the point of contact, which is 913-683-3637.
Yes.
Okay, I did put that in as the point of contact. So they I will
Okay.
tell them to call you. Okay. What is the zip code where your grandmother lives?
Let me see. Oh, 43. Let me double check. I'm
Okay,
sorry.
sure,
Hang
no
on a
problem.
second. 6-0-1. Three. It's not. 6-4-1-3-0.
64130.
Yeah.
Okay. That's in Jackson County, correct?
Yeah,
Okay.
that should be her address. Give me one second. I'm gonna verify and call her on the
Sure.
other line. Give me one second.
Sure.
Okay, yes, 6015 Chestnut, yep,
Six
Avenue,
zero,
KCMO.
what was that? 60. Okay, but what is the, you said the Jackson County, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 64130. Okay, that's great. Okay. Okay, so I will send in your referral, and we'll have someone reach out to you and help you with applying for Medicaid. Do you know the number to call for Medicaid?
No, I number so that way I can help her go ahead and process her application.
Okay, so you need me to give a number or not?
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Sure.
I'm ready.
Okay, just hold on. I'm still getting it.
Okay.
Phone number. Just hold on. Phone number. Okay, so I have your two numbers for you. You can try both of them.
Okay.
Okay, 573.
Mm-hmm.
751.
Mm-hmm.
3425.
3425.
Yeah, and the second number
okay.
is 855.
Okay.
973.
9994.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll be in touch. Okay, I'm Javi.
All right, nice. Talk
okay,
to you, Javi.
Yeah, and I'm giving you my direct phone number where to call me back if you have any questions. My number is 314-501-2511. Yeah, and it's
and you said Javi?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you
Take
so
care.
Much.
Sure, no
we'll
problem.
Be
we'll be in touch. Yeah.
Yep. All right.